The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, August the 19th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Cooking with King Dude Meat Rubs. Try a bag of beast and butt rub for pork and Acadiana steak rub and seasoning. A taste of Louisiana for American beef. Our rubs feature competition quality with home-cooked convenience and are created by Mike Church. Available at mikechurch.com/rubs. Here's what to listen for this hour. A university is laying down the law with COVID, Catholics protesting against Planned Parenthood, and the latest political news on remarks from Biden from Magdalene Rose. Students at Connecticut's Quinnipiac University will be fined up to $2,275 and lose internet access if they fail to comply with the university's COVID-19 vaccination policies. The private liberal arts college in New Haven County announced the new penalties on August the 16th in an email sent to some 600 students who haven't yet provided proof of COVID-19 vaccination or requested an exemption. Students at Quinnipiac were required to submit their vaccination records by August the 1st. Those not in compliance by September the 14th will begin to face $100 weekly fines, with an increase of $25 after every 2 weeks, up to a maximum of $200 per week. They will also not be able to use the school's campus network and Wi-Fi. In other news, Catholics gathered recently across the street from Denver's Planned Parenthood Abortion Clinic, the largest in Colorado, for the launch of a new pro-life initiative, 40 Days for Life 365. In doing so, Denver joined a growing list of cities in the U.S., hosting a year-round prayer vigil in addition to a fall and spring campaign of 40 days. Brad Maddock, one of the organizers of the August 14th event and Denver Prays for Life, said, quote, "God has shown us through tens of thousands of saved babies that prayer is our most powerful weapon against this evil." Recent remarks from our regime leader. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose with more.
Biden did his first sit-down interview since the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, and he sat down with George Stephanopoulos. Biden said that troops may stay in Afghanistan beyond the 31st of August to evacuate all Americans. He also said he is committed to keeping U.S. troops in Afghanistan until every American is evacuated, even if that means maintaining a military presence there beyond his 31st of August deadline for withdrawal. He went on to say that besides the 10,000 to 15,000 Americans who need to be evacuated, there are between 50,000 and 65,000 Afghans and their families the U.S. also wants to get out of Afghanistan. The fact that Biden is now doing a media tour, sitting down with George Stephanopoulos, trying to explain his position, trying to explain the troop withdrawal, signifies that the White House knows that this is not being handled on a good PR level. They know that blaming it on Trump is not sitting well with the American people. You can blame everything you want on Trump, but at the end of the day, Biden has been president for 7 months. He hasn't been president for 2 weeks and Trump had everything in the pipeline. He's been president for over half a year. These choices lie with him. The failure in Afghanistan lies with him. And even his own PR people know that. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Our quote of the day comes from St. Philip Neri. We must always remember that God does everything well, even though we may not see the reason of what he does. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was the author of the liturgical worship of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Welcome back, students, teachers, and support faculty. School is back in session, and you can show up in style with a brand new Kia from Bulldog Kia. Have you seen the new Kia Telluride? How about the new Kia K5? They're beautiful. They also come with Kia's limited 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, so you have peace of mind when you buy your new vehicle from my friends at Bulldog Kia. The Bulldog Key Advantage is another great benefit you get on top of the excellent warranty. Buying from Bulldog Kia just makes sense. Visit them online at bulldogkia.com or in person on the Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club in Athens. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See kia.com or Bulldog Kia for details.
Our saint of the day is John Eudes. How little we know where God's grace will lead. John was a religious and parish missionary, founder of two religious communities, and a great promoter of the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. He was born on November the 14th, 1601, on a farm in northern France. John joined the religious community of the Oratorians and was ordained a priest at the age of 24. During severe plagues in 1627 and 1631, he volunteered to care for the stricken in his own diocese. Lest he infect his own fellow religious, during the plague he lived in a huge cask in the middle of a field. At the age of 32, John became a parish missionary. He preached over 100 parish missions, some lasting from several weeks to several months. In his concern with the spiritual improvement of the clergy, John realized that the greatest need was for seminaries. He had permission from his general superior, the bishop, and even Cardinal Richelieu, to begin this work, but the succeeding general superior disapproved. After prayer and counsel, John decided it was best to leave the religious community. That same year, John founded a new community, ultimately called the Eudists, the Congregation of Jesus and Mary, devoted to the formation of the clergy by conducting diocesan seminaries. The new venture, while approved by individual bishops, met with immediate opposition, especially from Jansenists and some of his former associates. John founded several seminaries in Normandy, but was unable to get approval from Rome, partly, it was said, because he did not use the most tactful approach. In his parish mission work, John was disturbed by the sad condition of prostitutes who sought to escape their miserable life. Temporary shelters were found, but arrangements were not satisfactory. A certain Madeline Lamy, who had cared for several of the women, one day said to him, quote, "Where are you off to now? To some church, I suppose, where you'll gaze at the images and think yourself pious. And all of the time, what is really wanted of you is a decent house for these poor creatures." The words and the laughter of those present struck deeply within him. The result was another new religious community, called the Sisters of Charity of the Refuge. John Eudes is probably best known for the central theme of his writings, Jesus as the source of holiness, Mary as the model of the Christian life. His devotion to the Sacred Heart and to the Immaculate Heart led Pope Pius XI to declare him the father of the liturgical cult of the hearts of Jesus and Mary. He died on August the 19th, 1680. Finally, Texas GOP Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19, his office announced Tuesday. Office of the Governor Communications Director Mark Miner said, quote, "Governor Greg Abbott today tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. The governor has been testing daily, and today was the first positive test result." He continued, "Governor Abbott is in constant communication with his staff, agency heads, and government officials to ensure that state government continues to operate smoothly and efficiently. The governor will isolate in the governor's mansion and continue to test daily. Governor Abbott is receiving Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment." The governor's office noted that Abbott is already fully vaccinated. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.